Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get
it
on.
Let's get it on.
Who are you talking to?
Let's get it on.
Ooh.
We've always Rachel McBandon controls our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler here monitoring social media and basically adding intelligent comments to our otherwise sometimes moronic conversations. The presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a few minutes, helping us to be updated on the latest medical news, his research, and that sort of thing. Dr. Joy Brown will help us later in the hour understand your body image. What do you think of your body? You like it? You don't like it. Why? And what do you do about it? That sort of thing. Your self-image in the focus later on in the hour. Yesterday, our poll at DougStephan.com asked you how you send packages. This in light of the latest development from Waffle House that suggested they were going to start shipping packages using their Waffle House stores as the drop-off and pickup point for...
Hey, there's syrup on my package.
Listen, I'll tell you, these guys are clever. Let them try and see what happens.
Well, they watched Walmart all of a sudden become the next money exchange place, Western Union, and they were like, wait a minute, we have Waffle Houses all over the country. Why can't we do something
They really aren't all over the country. They're mostly South, Mid-South. You can get packages from, let's say, Raleigh to...
Is this an Eastern thing that you don't...
Waffle House?
Yeah, they're not in California.
No, they're not in California. They go about as far as Texas. When the roadways, they're in... If you are traveling most of the interstates, like Interstate 40, Interstate 70, Interstate 20, Interstate 10, that go across the country, once you get into Virginia, they're at pretty much every exit. You can find a Waffle House at pretty much every exit.
Yes, there are cat with
thousands of them. Yes, exactly. So they decided they'd try something. And so we asked you yesterday how you usually send packages when you send them. 59% of you said you use the postal service. I was flabbergasted to see that. Is it because it's more convenient or just easy to go into the postal office? Maybe that's it. 23% said used UPS. 7% FedEx, which sort of surprised me. 6% said you were thinking about trying the Waffle House. All right, so there you go. That's that. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the Federal Communications Commission is voting on a new net neutrality rule, or a series of rules, that aims to ensure a high-quality Internet experience for you. Most of the people expect the rules to be approved along party lines. That is, there are Democratic, there are three commissioners that are Democrats, two that are Republicans. So the Democrats are run. No, Wheeler's a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, the guy who runs it.
Right, yeah. Wheeler and the two Dems versus the two Republicans. So what will happen is they'll vote against your best interests, and it'll be tied up in court forever and ever and ever, certainly to the next election, and then it won't make any difference because this is not going to happen. But it's just another example of out-of-touch politicians trying, or bureaucrats trying to regulate stuff that you don't want regulated.
Yeah. So here's the bottom line.
What's at stake here?
Okay. So what they're trying to ensure, the government, the FCC, is that we all have open and equal Internet. Sounds great, right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
But the problem is that the government will be the one managing our open and equal Internet, which is always, as we know, going to become a bit of a mess. Right.
Uh-huh.
So it's the government going to ensure us private Internet or open Internet, or is
the private sector
going to do it?
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at here.
Right. So the Democrats want the government to do it. The Republicans want private sector.
Free market.
That's really the argument.
It's free market versus government.
Yeah. And it won't make any difference because nothing will change because they'll tie it up in court. All of these big companies, Apple, Google, or Internet Explorer, or whoever runs them, all these companies will keep it the way it is because they'll spend all kind, whatever money it takes to keep it the way it is. That's what they'll do. So that's the end of that thing. Did you see the story about the spacewalking astronaut who found water This is a scary... Huh? The astronaut, there was a near drowning outside the International Space Station a couple of years ago. Remember that?
Right. No, I don't remember a drowning.
Well, he didn't drown, but it was a scary circumstance. And now the same thing has happened again. One of the spacewalkers found some water in his helmet as he was out doing some repairs on the space station. Not good if you're out there. You know what the temperature is. There isn't even, I don't even think there's a way of measuring the temperature. Once you get out of the atmosphere, it's so cold, it's almost not measurable. I don't know, it's like minus 900 degrees Fahrenheit. It's not that bad, but you know what I'm saying. It's really cold.
Yeah.
And pretty much nothing can exist out there. So, and this is the thing, when you think about the astronauts, we were talking yesterday, I think it was off the air, not on the air, about, because there was some anniversary of something happening in space. And you think about, though, what the men and women have done when they get outside. When they're inside, the stuff that's being built today is pretty safe. International Space Station, well built. Most of the stuff that goes up, and I mean, when you think about the early Apollo stuff and what these guys went to the moon in, it's like a tin can, and literally. And how it got out and those things came back around again and got back to the Earth is if you didn't believe in God before, you believe in Him after one of those experiences. But anyway, the fact that you're out there in that suit, in that little suit, that's all that protects you from the atmosphere or the lack of atmosphere. It's amazing. Look at the movie Interstellar or Galaxy. What was the other one? I never can remember the one that was last year. Interstellar was this year or last
Gravity.
Year. Gravity, thank you. Yeah, it's the same. I mean, look at that and understand how vulnerable those people are when they're out there. It's amazing.
Guy basically was out there lubing cables on the outside of the space station.
Yeah, just doing regular maintenance. Yeah.
What he describes as a big blob of water floating in his helmet.
It's not perspiration, but condensation. Now, here's one other connected story. The collection of 600 vintage NASA photos that's on its way to the outdoor process. Very first photograph ever captured from space up to auction tomorrow in London. Or is it today? What's today? Thursday? Today, Thursday, or Wednesday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday. Okay, so today. The prints are from a private collection. Show NASA's groundbreaking astronauts and scenes in space on the moon. The photos include what's purported to be the only clear photograph of Neil Armstrong on the moon from the landing in July of 1969, as well as Buzz Aldrin's first selfie. The collection is expected to bring $1 million. Whew. Pretty stiff stuff. Dr. Ken, in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Time now for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here to discuss some of the important stories that he's following from the journals of medicine. He's a scientist, a studier, cardiologist, runs a clinic down in Maduro, Florida. Lake Cardiology gives him all kinds of expertise. He's on the program with me every weekend. We do Good Day Health. And if you have a question, send it along to Ken or me, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug at dougstephan.com. We'll get it on the air. First item of interest is a focus on vitamin deficiency and what happens if you don't have enough of the right stuff, Ken.
Doug, every single listener needs to know about this. This is news this week out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. We all hear about vitamin D deficiency lately. It's been linked with serious conditions, including cancer, heart disease, disease, multiple sclerosis, and depression. But there's news this week about vitamin D deficiency and diabetes. Lose weight. It's the go-to recommendation you all know from the doctor for preventing diabetes. But according to this new research, it may not be enough. Vitamin D deficiency also appears to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes no matter what your weight is. I've seen this. More than 10% of people living with type 2 diabetes, Doug, are not overweight. Whatever your weight, you may be able to reduce your risk of diabetes through a healthy vitamin D-rich diet and by spending more time outdoors. Eggs, fatty fish such as salmon and tuna, as well as fortified foods, some milks and cereals are good sources of vitamin D, but sun exposure is the largest contributor to a healthy vitamin D level. I recommend getting close to your birthday suit about 3 days a week for about 10 to 15 minutes and getting a good suntan. Don't worry about the skin cancer if you expose yourself to that little amount of sun.
So then Neil Patrick Harris did us a favor with a public service announcement, more or less going pretty much naked on the Oscars.
I'll leave that up to you.
Thank you. Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy, taken to the hospital. He has COPD, big smoker, but he quit a number of years ago. He's 83 years old, so what's the status? Here's an icon if there ever was one.
Exactly, 82 years old. We grew up with him, Star Trek. He was taken to UCLA, again in the news, Medical Center in Los Angeles on Thursday, February 19th. We just learned about this, though. He was suffering from chronic lung disease despite stopping smoking more than 30 years ago. He has COPD. Symptoms of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, include coughing, chest infections, and breathlessness. This is a warning for all smokers that you need to take care of your lungs, even if you stopped smoking more than 30 years ago.
A couple of sleep-related items. Wondering out loud whether a bad night's sleep might make you hungrier or able or prone to eating bad food.
Out of scientific reports this week, Doug, skipping just a single night of sleep leads to a shift in brain activity that seems to spark a desire to consume more fat the following day. One night of sleep loss alters the function within the brain's salience network. It's called the salience network. It's a pathway in the brain thought to guide decision making. Here's the link, Doug, between sleep loss and changes in food intake.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. Long sleep time, higher stroke risk. Here's the opposite side of the candle.
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Neurology this week. Adults who sleep more than 8 hours a night may face a higher risk of stroke. Long sleepers, they were 46% more likely to have a stroke than those who got only 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. It's unknown if the long sleep is a cause, consequence, or early warning sign of declining brain health.
All right, let's talk about things that will make you feel better. Taking Heart Factors Plus, from the cardiologist's point of view, why is it good?
Some good news. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. This is from Nobel Prize-winning research. Here's what John from Florida has to say. Having been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better, I recommend this product to all my friends, and the benefits did not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free bottle and trial of Heart Factors Plus.
Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. Mention Dr. Ken to get an extra month's supply. Keep your blood pressure where it is. I'm learning all kinds of things about this. The L-arginine, the nitric oxide. Get that blood to your muscles, your brain. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Ask them for an extra bottle. They'll take care of you. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Keep your blood pressure where it needs to be. 800-621-6313.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Led Zeppelin celebrating this week. Led Zeppelin fans also celebrating this week. Re-release of Physical Graffiti.
Oh, let the sun beat down on my face. Stars fill my dreams. I'm a traveler of both time and space. Be where I have been.
Why do they do this? What's the signal here?
The signal of what? The
Why
album?
Would they re-release this album at this time?
40th anniversary. It was released February 24th, 1975.
Really? And they've been reissuing all their stuff over the past year with demos and extra tracks.
And how has it been sales-wise? Has it been successful?
Zeppelin stuff always does fantastic. Yeah. And you know one thing I heard yesterday that surprised me is that I was listening to a Led Zeppelin countdown on Slacker because of the release. They're having a special on it. And the Rolling Stones proclaimed themselves the greatest band in rock and roll in the 1960s. But Zeppelin outsold them like 4-1 during the... Zeppelin was around from 69 to 1980. And they outsold them 4-1 during all of the 70s. And I never knew that. I always thought Rolling Stones were just the hugest band besides the Beatles. But no, Zeppelin blew them away.
All right, so you guys both running out to get this?
I have the original. I will see what's on it. Here's the thing. The Zeppelin box set, I had to buy just to get one song. So when that came out, I had to spend $80 just to get Traveling Riverside Blues. So if there's something like that on this, I will likely do it again.
All right, so that's the story for Led Zeppelin fans. Meanwhile, let's focus on the Uptown Funk music that's featured in our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Thanks to singer-songwriter Alex Boy of England for producing a cover of this hit song, Uptown Funk. But the unusual news here, the note or notes cast of seniors, instead of calling it old Uptown Funk, they call it Old Town cover. Alex Boy wrote all of the people in the video wrote that they were between 65 and 92. They did their own dancing, their stunts. He also said that they've raised 500 children, 1,200 grandchildren, 250 great-grandchildren. This is so cool. You got to see it. But the music is fun from him.
It's one of the big trending things in the past month or so, this Uptown Funk thing, just because it's such a fun dance video that Bruno Mars did with it. Everybody tries to recreate it. We've seen high schools do it. We've seen companies do it. Athletes do it. Now you got seniors.
So check out the video of the day. Good music and lots of fun at DougStephan.com. Last item of business here musically is more news on Lady Gaga's career. This lady has figured out how to do it, man. She's now going to star as a regular player in the TV show American Horror Story. She announced on Twitter yesterday, she'll appear in this American Horror Story on FX. The Hollywood Reporter says she will star in a chapter of the anthology series called Hotel. Make your reservation now, she tweeted. Aside from cameos in movies like Machete Kills, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, and Muppets Most Wanted, this represents her first recurring role and the time when she will not be herself. First time she's not been herself on TV. So is this attractive for people? I suppose you're Gaga fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's become a big star. The other cool thing was that yesterday, apparently, Glenn Beck gave her a raving review of her performance on the Oscars.
Oh, yeah?
And she tweeted a link to his audio of him talking about her and saying, a very humbling review, thank you.
28 after on Good Day.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-935-1219. 1-800-935-1219. 1-800-935-1219.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you've got to check out Harry's.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, 3 blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code 5858.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
After the hour now. What the heck?
What the heck?
Ed Stephens, Good Day, Course in Life. Dr. Joy Brown will help us with your body. How is your body image? What do you think of your body? And how is it that you deal with what you think about your body? Plus other things that you're working your way through. I know we all have our things that we're working our way through. We're not unusual. We all have things in our lives that are icky. I've got them. You've got them. Richie's pretty fortunate. Kenny and Richie don't have much icky stuff in their lives. I got a couple of icky things in my life, and just how you deal with them. It's some of the stuff is easier to deal with than others. Icky.
Yep. It's how you react to those things.
Yep, it is. The mayor of the District of Columbia wants to legalize marijuana. However, members of Congress seem not to think that that's a very cool idea. Richie's in the nation's capital, and I go to him now for this first person report.
Well, I mean, they're saying it's now legal. D.C. is saying it's now
legal. The mayor, Muriel Bowser, is that her name?
Muriel Bowser, right.
Wants to legalize the use of recreational marijuana?
Yeah, but here's the dilemma, is D.C. is run by the federal government.
Uh-huh.
Marijuana is illegal, federal rules. But
Initiative 71.
States are opening it up, so there's this dilemma that they have.
Well, in November, they voted, residents of D.C., to make marijuana legal.
Right, exactly.
For recreational use.
I don't see this ever happening. I see D.C. saying, let's go ahead and do it, but I don't see the federal government ever saying
it. One of the geniuses in Congress warned the mayor that she could go to jail if the district legalizes the drug. Come on.
She says we are acting lawfully. Really what this is all about is D.C. wants to become a state. So they are fighting any kind of federal control over themselves. They want statehood.
For years, right?
For years and years they've been trying to get statehood. And the feds just, they don't want to give it up.
No, well, they don't want to do a lot of things.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of good reasons. I mean, you know, when you have the nation's capital, you have the Capitol, you have the White House, the federal government wants to control all of the property that those places sit on.
It's all about control. That's what it is, boys and girls. Control.
You have some security issues, and I can see them.
Let's look at this picture that we have posted at DougStefan.com today of the sinkhole in Siberia. Now, what's different about this? We've had sinkholes in Florida, in our country. We've had them in a couple of different states, actually. There are sinkholes in Africa, show up all the time. Some places in South America have active sinkhole regions. So what's so special about this huge hole in Siberia?
Wow.
Again, check out the picture at DougStefan.com. There were three holes discovered in the ground in northern Siberia during the summer. Now, with the help of satellite imagery, researchers have located some more craters because, you know, in Siberia, hello, who's wandering around? There's nobody wandering around. More craters. Scientists think there may be more, 20, 30, 40 more here and there. A member of the Russian Academy of Sciences says that it's important not to scare people. Ha! So why do they publish this picture, this hole in the ground?
35 meters deep.
Yep. They collected data. They went in there in an effort to find out why the holes exist, how they got formed. Theory is the holes are created by gas explosions underground. And that's the thing. We're taking, we're extracting oil, which occupies space under the surface of the planet. We're taking gas out. We're taking water out.
Well,
so what do you think is going to happen to the holes that are created if there's nothing there? They're going to collapse if there's no real strong
storm. What I'm looking at is that they thought it was related to fossil fuel exploration.
Yeah.
But now they think it is natural causes that they need further research.
Hello, those aren't natural causes. When you take something out of the ground that's naturally in the ground, there's going to be a reason for a hole to form. Yeah, I don't believe that. Man is part of nature. Everything man does is natural by its definition. I don't buy.
Here's my thing with sinkholes.
It's not part of nature. We're part of nature. So what we do is natural. Go ahead. Sinkholes.
Is this a new phenomenon? I don't remember ever talking about sinkholes like when I was a kid. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I remember sinkholes. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
As a matter of fact, we had.
So this isn't new.
No. What's new is the sensationalizing of it by the news media. That's what's new.
Right. Okay.
Other than that,
good.
Not new at all. Car talk time. Where are Ray and Tom when we need them? Information. There they are. Time for car talk on Good Day. Another sign that the auto market recovery has not yet peaked this week, Richie. Average price of a used car hit $16,800, up 5% from last year's average of $15,900. Higher used car prices mean the resale value of 3 and 4 year old vehicles coming off leases is strong. That's what I did. I just got a car off of a lease, and it was in good shape, not a lot of miles, and all of the bugs are out of it. And they put new brakes, new all the kinds of stuff that you need after 3 years, and bingo bango, I'm ready to go. And so I'm the guy who's driving the price of people like me who see that there's value in something that just comes off of a lease. And you know, the car is just pretty much well broken in, two or three-year leases. Dealers sold 2.4 million cars last year that were used.
There's some bargains out there if you really look for them.
You got to look for them. Now, yesterday we were talking in Car Talk about the most reliable, or was it the most popular? How was the categorizing done that made Buick number one? Consumer Reports yesterday, looking at vehicle reliability, I think, right? Examining how owners rate the quality of their cars after they have them for 2 or 3 years. Same results today. Lexus is the most reliable car, according to you. People voting on Lexus as the most reliable. Buick, number two. Big move up in the brand rankings.
Lincoln's at number four. Cataract.
Top ten. Yeah, the Cataract. I don't like the Cataracts. I do like the Buicks, though. I think a Buick's a smart-looking car.
Chevy at number 10, GMC at number 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't see any Rovers in there, right?
No. Oh, and number 30.
Really?
Yeah.
You can rely on them to go through their little sniffly stuff that they do.
I'll tell you what.
I love the Rovers, though. I've always loved them. For years.
I just bought a little Kia from my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Good little car.
Cheap.
Yeah.
A 2013 Hyundai Kia with 30,000 miles.
I told you. I drove the Hyundai across the country. It was a good car. 34 miles to a gallon in that thing, and it was a full-size vehicle. I'm driving a rented one around now until I get my other car. They're a good car.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Google and Apple are expanding their rivalry to car dashboards as dealers prepare to introduce new models equipped with the Android Auto or Apple CarPlay technology. Oof. This looks dangerous as hell. Expect to have coordination between your phone and your car by next year. According to the Mobility Transformation Center, car owners are trading in their vehicles now more quickly in order to get the technology that's becoming a part of more and more of these new cars.
I have a friend, he drives 6 miles a day.
Yeah.
Really doesn't need a car, just has a car to drive the 6 miles a day. It's Paradiso, the guy who works here, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The only reason he is thinking about selling his car is so he can have a connected car. Because he drives like a 2011 and just didn't have it then.
Yeah. But he's a goofy, geeky guy, and he'd want to have that stuff in there.
I mean,
he's a nerd.
But we have connected cars already. I mean,
yeah, and you're not, but you got that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, BlackBerry. No, wait a minute. Volvo in the news, not BlackBerry. Volvo is trialing a fleet of 1,100 smart cars that would rely on a cloud-based network to share information between the cars of road conditions and tell people driving Volvos where road maintenance is taking place or where it's needed. This is a very interesting thing. I thought it was going to be 10 years until this sort of stuff was around, but apparently they're experimenting with it now. Nobody should be killed or injured, so Volvo says.
Key words there.
Yeah, right, exactly. By getting into a compromising situation. It'll be interesting to see how wide this goes. And in the case of what they call intelligent transport. Intelligence is what Dr. Joy Brown is all about. She's next on the Good Day program. How do you feel about how you look? What's your image of your body? What do you think other people think of your body? And what can you do about your body if you want to do anything about it? Discussion of that up next on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Always a pleasure here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to welcome my colleague and friend, Dr. Joy Brown, to the air. She does a daytime program, 10, no, not 10. Well, you ought to be on at 10, actually. You should do 10 to 2 instead of noon to 3. You need another hour.
Okay.
To do, all right.
Well, but that'd be another 2 hours.
Why? You're only doing 2 hours now? I thought you did 3.
No, I'm noon to 3. You said I should do it 10 to 2.
No, I said 10
hours.
To 2. 10 to 2 is good. But okay. 10 to 3 would be even better.
All right.
You have so much to say. You're so smart. Help all these people out. So let's see if you can help out people who are spooked by their body image. A lot of conversation this week about what people or who people describe as a supermodel. Cindy Crawford has allowed herself to be shot and unretouched in, if I remember what the magazine was. It seems to me it's Marie Claire. So if you've seen a picture of her, you see her tummy fat. You see her real tummy. She has not allowed it to be retouched where they use airbrushes and stuff like that. Sometimes people, when they get shots like this, they put makeup on their midriff and that sort of thing. She said no to that. And it brought me around to thinking about how fixated we are about our looks. And in some circumstances, it's good. I think it's important for us to look well because we feel well. I know that's the case with me. I've lost some weight and I've gone back to the exercise routine after I hurt myself last year. I think it's necessary to go back and get into the condition that I like being in, frankly. Some people don't like. If you're heavy and you don't mind it, or if you have something about your body that you don't mind in others' mind, I think that that's different than you're either not being mindful about how you look or not liking how you look. So I guess my question here for you, Joy, is how often do you talk to people about the way they feel about their looks? And what does it do if you have belly fat or dimples in the wrong places or whatever it is that people can become absorbed with or are concerned about? There's a lesson here, I think.
Well, I think the issue is exactly as you pointed out, not how the term that I think we're searching for is unrealistic body image, that expecting yourself to be 4 inches taller or 40 pounds lighter in a couple of weeks is unrealistic. But there are quite often health issues, not only in where your fat is, but how much you have. Someone at one point said to me, after 30, you can have a pretty face or a pretty butt, but not both. And I think part of it is just the acknowledgement. And God bless Cindy Crawford. Jamie Lee Curtis did it about 10 years ago where she had a picture of herself in a magazine that was unretouched. And she was nearly unrecognizable. The point is, as you say, is not we should all go around looking awful. But the idea is that we should be healthy for our size and shape. We should have a realistic body image. And it's really interesting to watch, I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago and watching, I keep telling people in New York I'm old, in Florida I'm an ingenue, but watching different people from different countries, interestingly enough, and how they view their body. And basically, men don't care particularly. You can have these little scrawny legs, this big pot belly, and they're wandering around in a Speedo.
I think I'd be horrified. I would never do that. But you're right. Some people just don't care. Yeah.
Well, it's not that they don't care. Well, I think to a certain extent there's a fine line, Doug, between not caring and having a healthy body image, thinking, okay, I'm never going to be 25 again, so this is what my body looks like. It's healthy. It serves me well. So the fact that I don't have a six-pack ab is okay with me. But European women are much more realistic about it. I'll see a woman wandering around the beach in little tiny bathing suits with just sort of hanging out stuff. And as an American woman, you think, oh, my goodness, how did you do that? And they're just as happy as can be. They're perfectly healthy. So the issue is finding a realistic body image where you're healthy and you can accept the fact that with and without retouching, that your body is healthy. And if, and I suppose if nothing else, think about if we were all living in the time of Rubens, we would all be a great deal heavier than we are now.
I love that, but some of those Rubens pictures are very cool. Rubens was,
because part of it was, at that time of Rubens, fat said you were wealthy.
Yeah. Rubenesque women, they're something to be said for them. Joy Brown, check out 855-99-DR Joy with your questions.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Nothing in common from the Thompson Twins, from the movie in 1986 that had that name. The movie starred Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason. It was Jackie's final film role, as a matter of fact. This is Jackie Gleason's birthday. He was born on this date in 1916, so he would be 99, where he could be still with us. But he's been gone for quite a while. He abused his body, drank too much, smoked too much. Had lots of wild stuff in his life, and apparently that's what some people enjoy, so that cuts sort of the cord early.
I do not remember this movie at all.
I don't remember it either. Chucker, what do we need to remember about this movie?
What was the name of it again?
Nothing in Common, Tom Hanks, Jackie Gleason.
I remember. It wasn't a bad film. Was one of Hanks' earlier films. But you know, the funny thing about TV, you never see that movie broadcast on television.
I don't know that movie.
It's got to be at least 15 years since I saw that film on TV.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Anyway, that brings this movie music and that sort of thing, bring us into movie moments. Chuck Curry's here with movie news. And we also have a way for you to qualify for our drawing that will take you to the Broadmoor Hotel facility in Colorado Springs. If you are qualified, you'll be in the drawing, which will take place sometime next month. Meanwhile, we have three clips from a movie that was out in 1977. This is one of Jackie Gleason's most famous roles. This should be so easy. 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
All right, let me guess. Boy, when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama square in the mouth.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
888-302-3684 is the name of the movie. Next clue, Richie.
There's no way, no way, the
that you could come from my loin. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
888-302-3684. That's celebrating violence against women, Richie. Don't be laughing.
But it is funny.
All right, last clue.
Do you know who you're talking to? I happen to be Buford T. Justice, a distinguished officer of over 30 years' seniority. One of the most highly respected law enforcement agents in the United States of America.
Okay. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie. Get qualified for the drawing. Chuckers up next with movie news.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference. And sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you gotta check out Harry's.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, 3 blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code 5858.
All right, let's see if we can figure out what movie this is. Here's David in Santa Maria. What do you think, David? Who is, well, we know who's in it, but what's the name of the movie?
I think it's Cannonball Run.
That's a great guess. Not correct, but it's close, because all these movies were more or less the same. Dennis in New Jersey, what do you think it is?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit is the original, the first one, 1977. And then there were how many of those, Chuck, or 3 or 4 movies that sort of went down the same street?
There was 2, and then I think they did the 3rd one with just the Gleason character.
Yeah, right. All right. So that means, Dennis, you'll qualify for our drawing. The Broadmoor Hotel is where you may go in Colorado Springs. Stay tuned. Hold on the phone just for a second, because Carol will get info from you and make sure that you're in line for that. Chuck, what's in the movie news bag?
Really interesting story that broke over the last few days. Neil Blomkamp, the director of the sci-fi film District 9 and the upcoming sci-fi movie Chappie, signing on to direct a new Alien film for 20th Century Fox. Now, here's the interesting part. It's going to bring back Sigourney Weaver's Ripley and Michael Biehn's Hicks and make it a direct sequel to Aliens, which is the greatest one of the greatest sci-fi movies of all time, ignoring that parts 3 and 4 ever existed. I think that's fascinating. I don't remember that happening before, but if you're going to make an Alien film, this is the way to go, and I love the idea. But fans of it's sort of like Bobby in the Shower of Alien movies. Interesting, but Alien, basically a sequel to the greatest sci-fi, one of the greatest sci-fi movies ever, Aliens, is going to happen. So I like it. I don't know how you feel about it, Doug.
I don't care, frankly. Going back to 1999, Just the Ticket with Andy Garcia and Andy McDowell. Remember that?
I don't.
It was released. I don't remember it either.
And I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of big movies hit this segment today.
Right. Everybody's down to the big
stuff. I don't remember that movie.
Uh-huh. I remember this movie. I remember this music, as a matter of fact. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.